Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Support for this podcast comes from the patrons at patreon.com/FMLFPL. What's up, dude?
What's up, dog?
We're back, baby.
Yeah, pod.
Truly back after today.
Finally back.
You are on seven straight greens, looking good. You got your smile back. You got your shine back. What's going on over there?
I'm on that Michelob Ultra low carb life tonight.
Oh my god! Usually you're a butt heavy guy.
I don't know. I keep seeing. I think the advertisements are seeping into my skull of just like two carbs.
That's why they do them.
Oh my god!
That's why they do the ads.
Fucking, I'm a sheep. It works. 62. I had basically three players on my whole team return: Trent, Mo, and Captain Kane. Mm-hmm. Everyone else got like a point. I mean, well, I'm disrespecting Keenan Davis. I apologize to you, Keenan, and your family.
And Diaz.
Keenan Davis. Oh yeah, well, whatever.
The robot.
He's automatic. Yeah, Keenan Davis slowly becoming one of my favorite players in the league.
He's very lore based. Like,
I've had him all year. I think I've probably owned him more than any other player
or something. Yeah.
And he came off third off the bench. Knew it was his time to be called. Finally, got more than like 8 minutes, and he was amazing. He's actually good. He's
getting an actually really good from player. Your third on the bench player is so rare. That's a unicorn player right there.
I mean, I got 11 players out, even though two of them were Mendy and Aspil, who both got zero. So whatever. And then three of them got 1 point: Son, Antonio, and Supi.
Yeah, Son
Supi
and
Fuck.
Antonio both played 45 or less.
Yeah, none of it really was painful because Keenan got the assist and was just fantastic for 20 minutes. And, you know, it's just, I love watching him in those 20 minutes. It was my favorite thing of the game week, maybe one of my favorite things of the season. How about you?
You must have been slightly torn, though, because you're also a Fulham Ultra. Or is there none?
Well, I mean, Fulham, it would have been worse if it was like the late thing. Like, it was just such a fucking catastrophe
like
of collapsing by Fulham.
It
doesn't matter. The game's gone.
Yeah.
So
that makes sense.
It's funny. I mean, obviously I enjoy watching Fulham, but I just want Newcastle to go down so much more. Like, I could give a fuck about Fulham. I just want Newcastle to go down, and it's just like that was a tough one for Fulham. But but Keenan Davis, good player. How about you? How'd you look this weekend?
I got 60, but I took a hit, so 56. My hit was an utter disaster. I -4 in Son and Alonso, which ended up being like a -13 or something, because I ended up putting Lingard second on my bench behind Antonio, who got 1 point. Lingard got 12
that
points.
Is
disaster.
Fucking hard. That's painful.
Yeah, disaster. It would have felt a little more okay if Antonio lasted 80 minutes and had some more chances and stuff, but the fact that he just comes off injured, I'm just like, well, fuck all of life. I didn't factor in the Semedo effect, you know, for Jesse, so that was like a nailed on double digit haul up against Semedo. It was just, that's just how it goes.
Actually insane.
It's ridiculous. Like, it's too big to fail at this point. Like, it can't. I'm on wildcard. I popped it already. I can't not consider him. He returns a billion points every week. And he looks, he also looks so good. Yeah. And his stats are good. It's everything. Yeah. It's not one of the things.
Yeah.
Yeah, same. Diaz, Alonso got me three. Great. Conceded fucking five goals to West Brom. And he was at fault for like three of them at least. Or played a part in three of them at least.
Yeah, for sure.
Mo, patience felt really good. A lot of people don't own Mo, which is really weird.
Yeah.
It's like 30% owned or something in the top 10K. 29% overall.
Lowest, and yeah, it's got to be his lowest mark in some time.
Yeah, cheeky little Meg on Leno felt great. So yeah, it's okay. I'm still on a green. Okay. I've almost cracked a mil.
You're on wild card.
And I'm on wild card. Fun. So that's a fun. Whole other thing, you know? And Captain fun Kane, we both said it last pod. We both said it in our lineup thing too. Like, this wasn't the week to go off Kane. It was just too good and too obvious, and he responds with a 13-pointer and easily could have had a hat-trick, too. It, over 2 XG, just a monster performance from him. Yeah. So, good.
Yep, good.
League updates, shout-out to the three FMLPL Prize League Mug League leaders for April so far. For one game with Jamie O'Leary, a.k.a. Barry the Matchet, Cameron Ye, aka Firmino Dentistry, and Sam Bass, aka Strick of Genius. And the leader of the FMLPL Public League, still Louise, nom nom nom, as always, and probably will forever be. Where to begin, bro?
A lot of fun games this weekend.
The Barry football
threw me for a loop this weekend.
It felt not COVID-y for the first time since COVID.
Yeah.
Like, teams.
Yeah, I mean, it was vibrant.
There were tons of goals. There
up and down games.
Tons of highlights and pressing. And
every game was fun.
Pretty much, yeah.
Every single game was fun.
Yeah, honestly, like, City, probably the worst game. Because they were just so dominant, Lester didn't do anything.
Non-competitive game.
And it was still a 2-0, like, you know, yeah. Great games.
Okay. Yeah.
Good. Rest are
let's,
good.
Let's just start with your wild card, though. Let's get in there.
So talk to me. Interview me about it. What are you thinking?
Well, what is it? You haven't told me anything.
Well, I don't know anything. It's been...
Well, who do you fucking have?
48
hours. What
are you
talking about, dude?
Well, we can talk about who's nailed, I guess, to start.
And yeah, let's start there.
Kane is very obvious. Jota is very obvious. Trent is very obvious. Diaz... Probably Mo, probably Aspil. As far as who's nailed, that's probably it.
Okay.
Yeah. The other spots are like, it comes down to like, what do I want to do with City?
Yeah, what do you want to do with City? That
as
was my
of
first
now,
question.
I feel pretty good about Diaz, Stones, and an attacker. Okay. I feel like okay with that, but... You know, Pep himself, Pep is always rotating and Owen always rouletting. And then when he comes out and says that he's going to, like, rotate and no player is safe, it's just like, I don't even know. Like, to add it into the chaos. Or does that cancel each other out and it'll be more normal? I don't know. He's everything is about fresh legs. Next game, we're going to play fresh legs against Leeds more than ever. Fresh legs. So I don't fucking know. So maybe I'll just choose
Delap. Delap in.
Yeah, like whoever doesn't play in Champs League tomorrow, I guess I'm captaining against Leeds. Like, semi-seriously? Like, so, you know, that leaves Mahrez or whoever doesn't start open to, you know, possibility. Mahrez... I have considered. I would just have to have
definitely deep, worth considering
deep good bench, and that's really easy to do.
Yeah.
I was fucking around with Cresswell with Rice out. I really don't feel good about it. So
yeah, I think that's a stay away.
Yeah, I'm between four or five at the back with Trent, two ish City, Aspil, you know, something like that.
Sounds good.
Yeah, I'm not sure what I'll do with keeper yet. It's the last thing I'm thinking about. And then, yeah, if I want a second forward or if I want to go five mids, like, do I want Rafinha first on the bench? I've honestly looked at Vardy, which I know you won't like, but I think is worth considering.
Yeah.
You know, Bruno, et cetera, doesn't really get me going at this point. And nothing that they did today, or was that yesterday? Yesterday, like, made me want Bruno or Manchester United attackers.
Easy stay away from Bruno, I think.
Yeah, especially with Paul back, you know, we know what that does. And Paul was great, but...
Option?
Yeah, I mean, dude, Redders.
Hey,
I thought about you when I was fucking Redders time. I was like, oh my god,
it's towards the end of the season. Going fucking nuts. They could have scored 6 goals in that game.
The thing is, have you looked at their fixtures?
Yeah, they're bad.
They're worse than bad. Oh, and they have West Brom this week. So, like,
they're blank and horrible.
Fixtures. In the back of, yeah, the blank makes them worse than bad. That's why I threw in a worse than bad. But
they're very bad.
There is a world where, like, my fifth midfielder is Redders or something, and I start him this week.
Yeah.
But that's, like, the max that I would consider Southampton, unfortunately.
Yeah, it's like Ings is like, oh, Ings was looking Ings-y.
He was so good. Yeah, he was so good. And
but, yeah, the fixtures are tough.
At West Brom, for those who don't have an opens, at West Brom, at Spurs, blank, home Leicester, at Liverpool, home Fulham, and then home Leeds, the next and only good fixture after West Brom for the rest of the
season. Can I just pause for a sec?
Yes, please pause.
I think that we need to do that more on the pod. Like,
do what more?
Like, I'm sitting here, obviously, we're talking about Southampton. Like, I open it, I'm clicking the thing, I see the fixture, like, they're bad. But we don't, like, say what they are, like, ever.
You're right. Like, I think it's because our brains...
Bad. Like, oh, I don't know what they are.
...move faster than we're capable of speaking. And we get really worked up and excited. And we're just like, yeah, and it is, and the fixtures are bad. And, like, Redders, but I don't know Redders. And, like, fail back in is good. And then we just, like, leave out all the shit. Yeah.
But people are listening. They're not sitting on their computer opening up in real time.
Yeah, basically, we need to, like, it's like people driving. It's like, okay, so the pictures are bad. Like, and they're like, I guess. Yeah, it's a good point. We just need to breathe more. We just need to breathe more. That's it. But
whatever. This is new pod, dude. We haven't been podding for that long. We're growing, right?
Yeah, we're a new pod. Give us a subscribe and rate us on iTunes.
Subscribe,
like,
don't
and
rate
subscribe
or review.
Yeah, rate and review on iTunes. It really helps new listeners find us. along with considering Vardy, I'm considering Matto. Louise just got knee surgery, so I'm considering, like, a cheeky, like, holding fifth defender, because their fixtures are exceptionally good for the rest of the season,
though.
Especially for clean sheets. Like, basically, all of them are good, though, for Arsenal. So, Leno, as far as keepers, I have considered Leno because...
Okay. I mean, you know I support that.
Well, first of all, like,
the biggest Leno
picking
supporter
a keeper
ever.
For short term is like a fucking joke.
Funny.
It's an absolute piss take, and it's
Schmikes?
Complete luck. Here's the
Schmikes
thing.
Schmikes is considerable.
I want a team that concedes a lot of shots, but has good fixtures, and Arsenal do both.
They fit that bill. Okay.
So, like, I'm hoping that, you know, in the games where they don't clean, he could get me, like, an Emmy four-pointer, and I'm hoping that they do clean some of their really good fixtures, and he can get some stuff, but... I don't know. Yeah, I haven't thought much about keeper, but that's most of what I'm thinking about. I mean, I've considered, like, a double Liverpool at the back, but I think Mo and Jota are just too good.
Yeah, I think that Rabo versus second attacker is a tough call.
It's
honestly.
Interesting. Yeah,
because,
I mean,
because Jota's still not necessarily, you know, I mean, he comes off the bench and scores a brace, like, okay, cool, but. You know what you're going to get with Rabo. If you feel like if you're bullish on because the fixtures are ridiculous. I mean, if you're bullish on the clean sheets, then, you know, I could see a very, very clear world where Rabo outscores Jota from here until then.
Yeah. And it's one of those that seems absolutely crazy. Like, he's going to triple rise this week. Everyone in the world's going to be on him. He's going to be 60% owned at the top 10K or whatever. And I might not get him on wild card, but
Yeah,
I should consider it. I honestly should. And then Lingard, I didn't mention also. Like,
Lingard?
I've had Lingard, and I was planning on getting... I fucking benched him. I was planning on getting rid of them, obviously. But, like, fuck, you know?
I'm worried about West Ham.
Yeah, Lingard.
I'm very worried about West Ham. I think they're going to just start losing games.
Yeah, well, but if Lingard
I mean,
keeps double returning, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, Jota versus Rabo, I think, is something to think about.
Yeah.
Okay. No, I mean, it sounds like you've got pretty much, you know, kind of what I would expect. I think the City, I think
City
gambling
is
on the City.
Probably the hardest call of
anything. I don't like the Stones option now.
Why?
I think at this point, it's like you just want, I think it's time to go for it because they're going to be in non-competitive games and Stones is playing every other. And I get you cover with a deep bench, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, you don't want to be relying on like Rafinha off the bench and bad fixtures or, you know, whomever else and that.
Yeah.
Redders off the bench and bad fixtures. pictures when you could have fun with like Kev and Mahrez or Kuhn or Jesus
what
or
I was
whatever.
Thinking is that like the games he starts, he basically he scores between like 6 and 12 and
9 yeah
because he has a lot of attacking returns. And the game he doesn't start, he never ever subbed on. He hasn't subbed on once this season.
Yeah.
So if you average those out with, even if I just get a Rafinha 2 or 3 pointer every time, that's still really good.
Yeah, it's
good.
It's like 4 points per game. 5 points.
I don't know. A lot of it'll be like also how much money I actually do have. Because like Rafinha is good, but their fixtures are so bad. Maybe my last bench guy is going to be like Lingard. And, first bench guy rather. And then it's like, okay, that's good. Okay. But yeah, that's all basically where I was at most recently.
Okay. No, I like it. Sounds good.
Okay, cool.
Sounds good.
Let's just go straight to Liverpool questions. We got 2 questions. Chester said, how are you feeling about pool defense? Center back pairing finally solidified. If we don't have the funds for Trent and Rabah or Kabakin or Phillips, worth a shout. Pool fixtures look delicious through the season end. And Jack said, the vibe amongst wildcarders is to triple up Liverpool. Is that too early after one good match?
I mean, yeah, no, obviously not. But I mean, we also didn't mention Phillips. He's 4. That's not like ridiculous to think about.
Yeah. I think he's looking like price rising soon. I've obviously kept an eye on the farm and tending to the crops.
Yeah, farming.
I mean, he's 4 and him and Kabak are going to start every game for the rest of the season.
They should.
So that's fucking free, basically.
I mean, the thing with Phillips that you're accepting is that it's either 6 or
6 2. Or 2. Yeah,
that's it. I mean, they're nowhere near it on set pieces. They probably won't score a set piece goal for the rest of the season. Indirect, that is.
I know. Right?
And he's just not going to get bonus points. So, I mean, he's fucking 4 million. But then it comes back to the question of taking up that spot because Mo is always doing the things. Jota's coming into the 4. Trent, Rabah. I mean, there's a lot of good options. But I do like the idea of getting Nat in if that fits a spot and you like the rest of your guys and the things line up for it.
If it's
4 million,
Nat, like we were just talking about Rabah versus Jota, like Nat versus Jota, and then that much extra money for who does that give me for my 4th midfielder or something? Like, is that the difference between like Mahrez and Kev? Like, that's a pretty fucking huge difference.
Yeah. And
worth
considering. Rabo's honestly just looked bad for months. Yeah. And he's not getting attacking returns, and he hasn't looked like too close to getting attacking returns. So maybe, I mean, that 3 million is a lot of million. Maybe that's just
ton.
The thing,
Yeah, it's a ton.
Maybe that's not just, he's just not worth it,
Yeah. No,
I think it's
early
maybe
part
it's
of
like
the
Rabo's
season when he was
one.
Like winger.
Yeah, and he was putting a lot of balls in. He's shooting, like missing, like good job.
Yeah.
I feel like Rabo's like one of those where it's like the historical like bias of he's just always a really good eye test, like looks and seems like a good option. And
I mean he was fucking amazing versus Arsenal, not attacking wise, but like defensively and running and
we're not
passing
here for,
and that's
none
that,
of those things get us fantasy points.
Totally. But I'm saying that's where like part of that feeds the bias because it's like he's still
eye
having
test.
Good games even if it's not in a FPL sort of way.
Yeah, but I mean, he's historically at 12 assists the last 2 seasons. He's only on 5 right now.
Right.
And he's been a bit off it. Frankly, just that's the only way you can really put it. And he's been logging a lot of minutes. The last few seasons, maybe it's just the legs are getting up to him. He's 3,000 coming on 3,000 plus all the international with Scotland and everything.
That's what I was going to say for this week. Like, that was obviously a planned sub. You see Tierney pull up with a muscle injury and Rabo come off on 60. Like, they started and played 90 in every match together. That was clearly a thing.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I think, but I mean, yeah, at the baseline, it's 3 Liverpool looks pretty smart at this point, and the fixtures are really good. They need to basically win every game if they want to try and get on ahead of Chelsea from now to the end of the season, and they very well could.
Not just Chelsea, is West Ham, Spurs are ahead of them right now, too.
But I mean, it's. Yeah, it looks like a good time to lump in. And
the thing
it's tough, though, which
with
ones
the
you
cleans,
get. I don't know.
It's like everyone talks about the center back partnership, and like obviously stability is good, and Nat and Kabak are playing well. But we said it after the Leipzig game. The most important thing by far is moving Fabinho back into midfield.
Yeah,
because the Fabinho, and that also pushes Thiago into his more comfortable role. That dominance in midfield is what's getting the cleans more than like the partnership are as good as VVD and Gomez or something. It's like the team is functioning the way it's supposed to all of a sudden. And that's really why. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just wanted to say that.
No, that's a good point. And it's very true. Yeah. So Liverpool look good to invest in. Mane though, still probably nowhere near it with Jota just 5 million less. So
Mane is just having a season.
Yeah. He's having a rough one.
Like he just can't finish.
Yeah. But I mean, Mo, Jota, Trent is chalk right now.
That's chalk.
For sure. Yeah. So, okay. I mean, Trent. Yeah, Trent's been it's I'm so really fucking happy. Hard. I got Trent back, dude. He's been so good for me.
Dude, I mean, he's looked...
I love
I don't
him
know
so
what
much, man.
Point it was in the season. Maybe game of 20 or something. But, like, it took a while. He was so bad at the start of the season. But he's been getting better and better.
Every game he's back.
Lately,
he's just
been fucking amazing. Yeah. Yeah, he's been so good.
I hope he's 7 next year. That'd be great.
I mean, what's the argument for not Jota? Is that like sometimes he won't start?
Yeah.
It's just his...
And that the cleans, like, you know, it's still... I think it comes back to if you feel like their cleans are going to be just rolling in because they're just going to be fucking teams sideways because the fixtures are so bad that, you know, I still... I always think about that. Like, you start with a clean sheet. Like, you don't start with goal and assist points. Yes. So, I mean, do you think Jota's going to outpace the cleans? Like, it's coming back to, like, the Gundo thing. And, you know, maybe, but it's just less certain to me. But I don't think that Liverpool's defense...
It's the money, right? It's outpace the cleans plus 3.5 million.
Yeah, if you're looking at him versus Nat. Yeah.
Because that's a lot. That's how many... Like, I don't know the conversion of, like, 0.5 million to how many points I would want a player to get. But it's a fucking lot.
And and then it's also, you know, I mean, I haven't been tinkering, but like that, like Jota versus who else is in the price bracket or the other mids, who does that get you versus the defender? Like there's so many different components of the equation there, but I feel like it's probably at this point, based on how good Jota looks and how he does genuinely look like scoring every time he plays a game. I think it is probably
like
overthinking it not to get him.
BB towards the box.
Yeah.
Every fucking second he's on the pitch is just like, I'm going to go score.
Yeah,
it's just
crazy. I mean, he's great. I mean, I started the season with him for a reason. It worked out great for me. So maybe it's time to go full circle there, Jota.
I was looking at him on FBref, and they have their comparable player things. That's just purely based off stats, nothing to do
you
with the team and
beat
everything.
Off to those comparisons,
it's just funny because the number one and number two are Mane and Mo. And it's just like
it should be Neto and
it's just like Liverpool
Adama.
Just have a type, man. Yeah. Just get really good guys.
Okay.
So there's a Spurs double. We didn't get to Friday My Life because I was ill, but there's a Spurs double in Game Week 32 announced. Everton and Southampton, Palace blank in 32. A bunch of the other teams that were blanking now have games in 32. We got some Spurs questions. Balfsky, any other Spurs players other than Kane and Son you'd want on wild card? Bug replied, do you even want Son on wild card? Shut up, Luke. Is doubling Kane and Son too much and expensive for a relatively negative team? And then Tio and Jeff were asking thoughts on just benching Son this week.
I like that a lot.
Yeah, they have a double and tasty fixtures coming up, so you don't want to drop him. But United versus the traditional top six is always super low scoring. And they said that they're both choosing between Son and Rafinha, which is not great. Choice to make. I mean,
if that's the question, then I would still start Son because
I wouldn't start fucking Van Persie versus City over Son versus Man United. Yeah. Honestly, like,
I mean, Man United still have Lindelof and fucking Slab and center back. Like, he could always still get behind, you know.
Yeah,
but
I do
think that you have to consider a lot about your chips and the context of your team because they have a double, but then they blank immediately afterwards. So, you know, you can't look at it of just like, oh, double, and then everything's great. It's like, no, actually, that's not what's happening. You know, if you have two dead bench players, like they don't have a double. You know, you want to have Kane, obviously, for the captain. That's just question about it.
No question. And let me just interject. For those that were asking last week about their triple caps, that's done and sorted for you. Kane has the double in Game Week 32. That's just no consideration.
Yeah, that's definitely the best option to go with if you sell your triple cap. But, you know, so you have to look at that. You know, if you think that, and they do have two really good fixtures off the back of the blank. They have, you know, Leeds and
Chef as, you.
Since people, we just covered this 15 minutes ago, that people are not live clicking
oh, yeah.
as they're watching. So after idea. The blank, they have Home Chef U at Leeds. So that's a good job for them. But yeah. as we keep watching this team play, I trust them almost as little as I trust Man United about what they're going to do and what their performance is going to look like. Because
yeah.
I don't really... You know, you're the XG man. I'm not the X chain G FB ref man, but I don't know how they clocked so many X goals in that game because they did not look good to me against Newcastle at all.
Yeah, the thing with the XG, with the Kane number that I said earlier, is that literally no one else did anything. It was all Kane. That's their entirety of their attack.
Yeah, and I mean his two goals were taken well, and he did have that other one towards the end of the game before Newcastle scored the second one. He kind of fell, and he just kind of snatched at it and shot it wide. He scored that goal. We've seen him score that goal before, but you know I get it that Son didn't play, and you know Bale healthy didn't play again. You know he's playing these teams that are just kind of dog, and they're not creating much, and they just it's the amount of times that Reguilón just fucking drives down unsuccessful. It's like. Cedric from Southampton days of just like beats his man head down, cross to the other team.
Yep.
Rinse, repeat. They just had no ideas. And I just, they've been doing that all year. And Ndombele
Ndombele was really good.
Yeah. I mean, he's like, really good IRL, but like for fantasy and chances he progresses the pad. But like, I'm talking, you know, they weren't creating that much to me. And I'm a little nervous. And Kane is, you know, we saw it with Kane. He just like took the team by the scruff of their neck and just dragged them over to just score two goals out of sheer like him being so good. And I just don't really like anyone else outside of Kane the way I've been watching them. And
I know.
Dude, Son, like, I mean, I'm definitely getting rid of Son this week, but. Low-key, Son has been so bad. Like, he has one goal in game week 23 against West Brom, and then he has a goal in game week 17 against Leeds. Like,
which barely even counts because it's Leeds. It's West Brom and Leeds are his last two goals.
And that's like, that's 15 games, basically. He's like going just with two goals in 15 games. He looks very, very far off it. Like,
starting from game week 12, 18 game weeks, he has a goal against Liverpool, Leeds, and West Brom. That's it. Three goals.
Yeah, I mean.
18 game weeks.
And you saw it, like, that play at the end, towards the end of the game, too. It was just like he could have either scored a goal easily or passed it to Kane for a tap-in easily, and instead he just gave the ball away. Like, he, very simple, Pat looking at Kane. Hold up, like pass to him in the box for a goal. Just fucked it so bad. He's been like that for a long time.
It's just pure blind faith if you go with Son. And there's something to be said for blind faith because we know he's still a really good player.
Yeah.
And Mourinho's such a fucking prick and he just throws all the players under the bus. Like as if there's anything a manager could do to make a team play better. There's nothing possible. But, you know, we've seen... That happened before, and then Spurs respond with a good attacking performance. Yeah. You know, no one would be surprised if Son like started going on a good run. And I'm not going to say it's a bad thing to own him in the double, but like, I definitely don't feel good about them now. Some may say he's out of form, and you know,
out of form. They do play Southampton in the double.
Yeah, I mean,
which we know what happened in the reverse fixture.
I still think Yeah, benching him and starting him in the double is probably my favorite of the options.
I haven't even considered that.
I think like, that's I didn't even think of the that best as option.
Thing if that you can do.
Yeah, if you can.
I might have to fucking click some buttons and play around with that do that.
I think you do. But otherwise, no. I mean, listen, their defense is really fucking bad. Like, I had Riggs for a period. They have bad players, and...
He keeps playing Sanchez.
Well, and
not start him. He plays the worst ones.
Like, if you're going to... There was a really good Goodman article on CBS about Mourinho just being bad. And it's just... He still plays... And he did the same with United. With bad defenders, he still plays as defensively as, like, the elite Chelsea teams. And it's like, no. Like, the strength of the Spurs team is the attackers. It's like, they should be scoring four... They should be winning like 4-2. That should be a Spurs game this season. Like
3-1, 3-2.
Yeah, like that should be like what they go for. Is sell out for attack, do enough in defense, you know, Hugo's still really good and win. But instead he still just plays like we're gonna win 2-0, 1-0 every game.
And they can't.
They just can't. They blow all these fucking leads.
Functionally can't do it.
So bad.
It's really frustrating. Yeah, he's rough. He's been really rough this year.
He's just a dinosaur. He's been bad for a long time, honestly.
Yeah, okay.
Anything to be said about Chelsea? I mean, we didn't get questions about them, but they just got fucking spanked 5-2. I don't know. I mean,
no, I mean,
like Aspel being like nailed in my wild card. Do you think that's crazy?
No, I think. Well, yeah. I mean, we're gonna see obviously a reaction. Midweek they have the Champions League game. I think this is, if you talk about a trap game, I mean, they get players coming back late. He's still been very unsettled in the team. You know, they probably they've had injuries, but they're probably like, and no Conte, it's actually a really big deal, but
yeah.
They're probably like 50-50 looking at West Brom and looking at the midweek game when they come back, you know, a couple days before.
At most 50-50.
Like. Yeah. I mean, this is the game, you know, these are the games that just post-international break that just happened. I think you just throw it out the window. I think the Tilv coming in there for 20 minutes and just giving up goals and red cards like he's never played football before was
awful too.
Zuma was awful. I mean, there were a lot of bad Alonso. There were a lot of bad individual performances in that game that you could point to. But you know, we'll see them have the reaction midweek. But I do feel like, you know, the Conte injury isn't nothing. It's definitely something that you need to consider, because Jorginho was also, unbelievable. He was so horrific.
He's going to have one of the worst, like, what's the opposite of a highlight reel?
Low light reel?
Yeah, like, it's not blooper reel, but it's sort of a blooper reel. Like, he's going to have one of the worst in, like, Premier League history. Because, like, when he looks bad...
It's bad.
It's like Milivojevic so bad. Like, yeah, he falls really flat on his fucking stupid face.
Milivojevic did today.
Yeah, exactly like Milivojevic.
The lows are very low.
The lows are so low. Yeah. I kind of feel bad for him, but fuck.
Oh, I definitely know. He's such a nightmare. He's fucking scum. But yeah, anyone who does the hop on the penos or penals, I just don't like that. Do not like
that. If Conte's out, maybe I should reconsider, like, Aspel being nailed to my team, honestly.
Well, I mean, this is going to be also, I guess, talking about this inflection point, because we've been watching football for months and being like, all these teams are fucking bad, all the games are bad, no one's scoring, everything's bad. And then we have international break and it's like 2-4, 5-2, 3-3, 1-3, 2-1. Like, there are two clean sheets all fucking game week.
And there were City and Liverpool.
Subscribe, do you subscribe to, you know, fast and loose chaos for the rest of the season? Or is it just like, oh, everyone had fun for a week and then it's going to regress back to what we were watching? Because that depends, I think, on what formation do you want to play. Like, do you want to go, you know, 3-4-3, 3-5-2, or do you want to go heavier at the back and play more defenders?
That's,
I think,
is
something
really
you have to consider.
Interesting, good point by you. And one that I haven't considered at all, because... Really, except for the Champions League teams and Europa League teams, the rest of the season is totally normal. It's just a week off between every game. Yeah. Like, there's no fucking clusterfuck madness, 2 days off shit anymore. And, you know, once you get out of the teams that are in Champions League and Europa League, like, most of those teams didn't have many international players. They all got a break, which they all fucking needed. Yeah, that's it. That's something I should definitely consider. Yeah, maybe this is going to be the turning point to, like, the bottom 14 teams like scoring and being better. And there was a lot, like, just possible. Liverpool, for example, like, they haven't pressed like that since the first month of the season. Like, they pressed the shit out of Arsenal, like, counter press like nuts. Like, it was just they needed a break, you know.
And you know, it's getting also to the business sense. So, you know, it's also worth looking at who's going to be beaching and who's not. You know, you got to consider those teams. And, you know, as we've seen every year, teams on the beach means fast and loose football, right?
Yeah, true.
So maybe we're going to start, you know, maybe it's just like there are going to be some goals, and maybe it's time to just go back to three at the back for you on wild card. And
the highest scoring is always the two teams with nothing to play for facing off.
Right.
That's
the highest. So, I mean, maybe it's just, it's as simple as like Trent, Diaz, Aspil, you know, 4-5-4-5.
So my defenders are only teams that have a lot to play for, which means like maybe Diaz shouldn't be nailed to my team, honestly. He's going to get rotated too. And then.
Could do.
That's interesting. Anything else, or you want to go to questions?
Yeah, let's do questions. Okay. Are we already doing questions?
No.
I feel like this happens every pod also.
Just Just play
Just
along.
Just go. Just
yeah, just
paid actor.
So
paid
Dan actor. Naylor, he said, everyone wants to just have max X joy, but with a mere 15 points, often being 100K arrow in either direction, who's the most boring and safest midfielder for the run-in?
Just play along. Just play along.
Yeah, just play along. So who's
Mo.
The... Yeah, it's Mo and Bruno, like I guess.
I don't think Bruno's safe because I think he's been actively bad for fantasy for like a couple months.
But it's safe because everyone still owns him.
It's not good.
It's not good.
Wasn't it good and safe or just safe?
Oh, maybe it was. Let me.
If it's just safe, then sort by Z. percent ownership or whatever.
It's boring and safest. So yeah, percent ownership. That's boring.
Yeah,
as
just
fuck.
That's the answer. What
you don't
I
even
so
have
I guess
to play.
It's not Mo. It's probably like Gundo. I guess is still probably really high or. I don't
Let's
know.
See. Highest
Sun's
on midfielders
really
are
high.
Bruno, Son, and Gundo, and then Mo.
So there
yeah.
you go.
Yeah, Bamford, Kane, DCL, Bruno, Son, Gundo, Mo, Cresswell, Dallas, Dash, and Stones. Easy team.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think I like maybe like three of those players.
I know, right? It's like out of my wild
right
draft, I have like four of those
yeah.
max.
Kane, Mo, you know, maybe City Defender out of that group is what I would actually want.
I haven't considered not having Dash. But maybe
I think that's a little bit extra overthinking. Oh, unless
you
if you're going full fucking fuckfest mode and you're tripling attack, which I don't mind. Like if you're going
Kev Mahrez,
Jesus Mahrez.
Or nah, I can't get
Kun. That's right. Too I mean, you know what you're doing if you're doing
that's
that. But
so psycho.
You, so, I mean, yeah, I mean, I think going, like, you know, going a couple attackers there is an option because it's the same kind of premise of they're going to be benched and blah, blah, blah.
Right. Dude, I've had Diaz for so long.
Yeah. I think, like, game 7 or something you got him, right?
I got him... I got him... Yeah, game 7.
There you go.
Holy shit.
Good player.
Yeah, he was 5-5. Now he's 6-1.
Yeah.
A lot of action.
Yeah.
Elf, how badly do you think the Rice injury nukes West Ham assets?
Fucking another planet of nuking. Like, they were absolutely disgusting today. I think that they're a
defensively
mess.
Or attacking?
A whole everything. I don't want to be anywhere near them.
I
have
think
no
their
idea
attack
what
was
they're
that
gonna
bad.
Do.
I don't agree. I don't think the attack was that bad. I mean, if Antonio and Rice are out, it gets worse. I think the attack was still okay.
I think Wolves flattered them. Like insane.
Maybe
insane
but Wolves,
amount of flattery.
Wolves have still been mostly pretty
They've
tight.
Been good, but they were not good today. Like they were just getting
yeah,
ripped
I mean,
apart.
Wolves were really fucked up. They had no
they were
bully,
fucking horrible.
Four at the back, Semedo.
Yeah,
yeah that,
they were
that's
a mess.
Fair. But
like,
there's a lot of bad
They were
teams.
Countered on like 4 times in the whole game and they conceded 3 goals. Right. And like, it was just disgusting countering. Yeah. But I'm it's so untrustworthy right now with West Ham to me because I thought Masuaku is like, I mean, I love him. He's always good to me, but like Soupy Boy was a little bit lost, like kind of coming back and forth. Didn't like, I feel like he
almost
was of two minds a lot. Yeah. I mean, like Noble, I mean, it's just, dude, Noble's horrendous. He's not a Premier League
not
player.
Not
going to
get
know?
A counter argument for me there, but
yeah,
I still
that's
think
a big
the attack
problem.
Was like mostly pretty good. Like Bowen got in there a lot.
I'm just concerned, dude. Lingard's I mean, Ling-
good,
but the thing is like Lingard just like.
Defensively though, I'm out. I'm so out.
Yeah.
So fucking
it.
Out.
Yeah. They should have conceded 5 today.
Second half especially was just like...
It was nuts.
An onslaught. Filva. Dude, Filva's fucking actually
been,
good.
You know I've been... Yeah. Yeah.
It's just... Like, he's not getting enough credit because he only has like 3 goals or whatever, but he's fucking 18 and just got to the country.
He's...
For an 18-year-old, he's...
Dude, no, he's legitimately... Exploding. Insanely, insanely like intelligent. His movement is
yes.
so nuts.
It's so and good.
He's oh, there's a player in there, dude. He's
no actually
fucking
no
good.
Yeah. I thought
I
it was just money
him.
Laundering. That
yeah
move.
No, he's very good.
He's actually like extremely yeah. promising.
He's a very very good player. He's gonna fit in very well. He's definitely gonna be Jim heir apparent. He just needs more seasoning.
Yeah, he's. Yeah, and he already has the size, his frame,
yeah,
too, for an 18-year-old. He looks
yeah,
like a man,
similar.
Aside from his hair and baby face.
Yeah, but. His movement, hold up, is just, he's great. He's so good.
He's really good. And Neto's really good. They have a lot of good young pieces.
Yeah. Pedencia looked back to his old tricks.
0.45. That's what, like, really good players do.
Yeah, that's like Raz and whatever.
It's good fucking players. Crazy. Fucking filth.
Pedencia is back to his old tricks, too. Yeah, dude. He was lively love. And doing all the things. It's so fun.
Love him. Love that little shit. Bri said, given how tired guys are, is there a case for using less minutes played as a kind of tiebreaker when you're making transfers? Like Trezeguet versus Watkins, Jota versus Mo, Raff versus Bamford, etc.
Yeah, that's quite the thought. I mean, no.
It's an interesting theory. I don't fucking hate it. I mean, you know.
It just doesn't make sense. Like, you don't need to apply a rule there, right? It's just like, who should I get, A or B?
Yeah, but it's something worth considering, maybe, on Wildcard. Maybe I should think about that. Like, this guy's fresh, you know, whatever.
I think that's a little bit too nuts for me.
Yeah. Soton sponsors Shaw, still a good option. Spurs versus United can easily be 0-0.
Yeah, was never an option.
I still think he's a good option, honestly.
Terrible pick.
If Nate got
he will hurt you. He will hurt you.
That I fully agree with as well.
He will fucking hurt you.
There will be pain. Him. But when you least expect it, against City, is going to pop up with a 14-pointer. And it's just
the,
like,
thing with Shaw that's like, oh my God, Shaw's so good. Like, people start talking about Shaw and shit.
Yeah.
And he just, he returns, like, you know, and me. Like, that's when he's so good. He's just, like, a very fine, average pick. And he's just never, like, I mean, this isn't like a trend. He's creating a
lot of chances. I think he is having, like, a big bounce back year.
No, he's... But it's still, it's like, they don't keep that many clean, so it's like, oh, he gets a 6 point. Oh, they don't keep a clean, he gets assists. Oh, he gets, like, five. It's they get a clean. Like, yay, like, 6 points. If it's he's fucking Luke Shaw. It's like, it's not a big deal, you know?
Cleans, yeah.
There's, like, so many defenders that are just same, you know?
Soton sponsor again. I'm looking to drop Rafinha with these upcoming fixtures, but for who? Gundo versus Leeds, is that an option? I put this question because I think a lot of people have Rafinha and a lot of people have Bamford, and they should probably get rid. I mean, do you still feel strongly that, like, those are just bad picks now with these three fixtures? Four fixtures if you include Brighton?
Yeah. No, I don't. I think it's something that if you can bench for, you know, City especially, but, you know, even a home Liverpool, you know, they could score a couple there. Mm-hmm. I feel like Rafinha definitely seems like 1A to Bamford, 1B at this point, based on how they've looked and how they play the last few games. I think
Rafinha's past him.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Rafinha 1A, Bamford 1B. Rafinha, everything just goes through him. And Bamford, just as we've been seeing that all season. Like, he just goes missing in some games. He's kind of like a DCL-ish kind of player to me where, you know, he needs the chance to kind of be created on the silver plate. I mean, he had that hat trick in, like, game week 6 against Villa where
he has scored
a couple worldies all by himself.
Yeah.
His movement's really good and stuff. But, you know, he's not, you know, he just goes missing sometimes. And Rafinha's just been a lot more consistent lately.
Yep.
So I think I think getting rid of Bamford's okay, but also holding him just based on the way that they play, right? I mean, you know, at City, you throw that game out. That's awful. But, you know, Manchester United home, you know, I mean, it's too bad it's home and not away because of the pitch. But, you know, Liverpool home.
I mean, United last time they played, right? They get destroyed. Everyone should probably captain Bruno that week. But they still scored 2 goals. And Rafinha got 2 assists.
Right.
You know,
you don't love it. But I think, it gets better towards the end. And they're still just running at teams nonstop, wide open. Yeah. Like, they're not going to park when they're up 1-0, you know?
Yeah.
So you have to also question, you know, what's the rest of my team look like? Who am I getting instead? Is this really upgrading my team for the medium term to the end of the season? And I think that those questions might surprise you when you really just stack it up against who you're getting in, because they're still an open team and they're still going to score goals from here till game 38.
It's very, very borderline impossible to imagine them, like, blanking 3 straight.
Yeah.
With just how much they attack and how much they shoot and stuff. Like, I feel like that hasn't happened this season. Like, I don't know.
No, that's tough. I mean, and if they do, though, I mean, this would be probably the run. I mean, City, Liverpool, Man United are tough, but. Yeah. You know, I don't think it's like a fire sale, though.
Right.
Rafinha's fucking 5'5". People have him at 5'3", 5'2". It's like, is that really the spot? Like, I must sell Rafinha. It's like, dude, right. Who the fuck are your other 14 players or whatever, you know?
Yeah, I'm leaning towards not owning either, but it's something I have to think about. Well, wild card
is a different call.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's totally a different call. But when you're looking at one transfer a week, it's, you know.
Yeah. And then Elf again, last question. He said, this one's just for you. This is purely for you. He said, why does Roy hate Mateta and Bats? What's wrong with him?
Well, I mean, Bats is bad, so it makes sense to hate Bats. But Mateta, I don't know. Benteke is just very confounding because we keep seeing him play these flashes like today. He played a really good first half, and then he kind of went missing in the second half, subbed, and we immediately just looked so good. I don't know why he's so, like, committed to these players. Like, I mean, obviously the training, he puts a lot into training, I think, and, you know, like, what they, if they understand where they're supposed to be on the pitch or something, but he doesn't see it pragmatically from, like, a longer term view of, like, okay, our season's over, this player's out of contract, we're not going to renew him, and there's no upside with seeing, like, oh, he can stay in this box on the pitch for 90 minutes really well and head it down to our on runners really well. But
who's Jordan?
We have this. Yeah. Who's going to do nothing with the pitch? I mean, that's another conversation. But when we get a player in like a Mateta who could be, you know, someone who's in our team for 5 years or more.
Yeah.
Why he doesn't give them an opportunity, probably because he's like, I'm going to be dead in 5 years, so I don't care. Like, I don't know.
Oh my God. That's terrible to say. But that's the thing. True.
It's like, there's no logical sense of, like, outside of, like, maybe we'll get an extra 80 grand if we finish 12th instead of 13th, like, fuck. But where these minutes of, like, no pressure, doesn't matter what happens on the result standpoint, is gold dust for a team like Palace.
Yeah.
And we don't want to be betting a player like Mateta in game week one next year when those, you know, it's a new year and we could fucking shit the bed and be fucked.
Yeah.
We have 8 games. Like, we've been in this place for the last 15 games since we got him. And it's just really bad management. You know, it's just bad, it is, like, just team structural bad management.
Even if Mateta's terrible, you should find out now. Find out when you're safe. Don't find out when you need the points.
Exactly. Yeah. And he's been anything but terrible. Like the Brighton game, he was amazing.
Yeah.
And when he's been given a chance, he's been really good. He's had 3 starts or 2 starts, you know, Leeds, Brighton, like, and then he's just like no show, no sub. And now he's like Keenan Davis. Like, he plays 10 minutes a game.
Yeah.
And it's just disappointing. It's just upsetting and disappointing, you know, watching us play and not having him getting opportunities, because, you know, the loan to buy, the buy is not a lot of money. And, you know, you want to also impress yourself to the player, because we were not like, no one wanted him. Like, he was a very hot commodity. And the only reason really that we got him was because he was having, like, you know, kind of behavioral issues with Mainz.
Fell
out
with the coach or something.
Yeah, but he's like a French national. Like, he's a fucking.
He had 7 goals in 1,000 minutes in the Bundesliga
with a, like, bottom three team. Like, it sucks. It fucking sucks so much. It's not going to change, so that's what's going to happen till the end of the year.
That's life.
It just sucks. That's life. Yeah.
All right. Well, that concludes our questions. Sorry to end on that note. Yeah. Fucking Palace spot out here. Let's go to our teams and shit. So I'm wildcard, whatever. We can probably skip it. What are you looking at for your team?
Well, I was like,
you saved, so you have 2 frees, right?
I have 2 frees, yeah. So I'm obviously Antonio's gone. I was looking at Son. I was going nuts about getting rid of Antonio before he got hurt. So you knew that was happening.
I think honestly, every year that happens at least once. Getting rid of Antonio.
I want to get rid of Antonio as soon as I get rid of him.
As we've established many times this season, you love getting players that you hate.
Yeah, he's not my guy. He's never been. Yeah. So he's gone. And then I'm looking at, you know, Suchek issue, because I keep getting bench players in.
Right.
Son may be an issue. Stones may be an issue. I've got issues. I have no idea what I'm going to do.
Son is an issue if you just bench him. I mean, he's going to play, worst case, and then he has a double. That, to me, that's not an issue. You know, maybe you got rid of him in the blank.
He's an issue because I want, like, Jota and shit. So I need to get rid of some players to get some players. You know, got to give, got to give to get.
Right. As the expression goes. Well, so Smith Rowe, I mean, might just be actually hurt. Yeah, what do you think about Rüdiger? A lot of people have Rüdiger. Like, are you ready to fuck him off?
I'm the most opposite of that. Like, yeah, every time he's like, every time he doesn't play them, they look so bad.
Yes, he's that's fucking really good.
That's all I want. I watch them. Anytime he doesn't play, they're so much worse.
Okay, what about if he doesn't start in Champions League?
I don't know. I don't know, dude.
That would be really bad. That would be really bad.
I don't think that's possible. I don't fundamentally, I can't compute that as an option, so I don't want to entertain it right now. Well, then we'll talk about it on My Life.
Okay, we'll talk about it when we need to talk about it.
Because I just couldn't imagine a world where that happens. I frankly cannot.
Yeah. Okay, and then you have Smith Rowe, who's hurt, and also, you know, Europa League rotation, whatever. Yeah, you do have a lot of... You have a tough calls to make.
I want
the two frees. I don't know what you're going to do.
I'm just telling you what I want.
What do you want?
Kuhn.
Oh, God.
I want him. I don't not.
I think you just can't not want him. I'm sorry to be the mom right now, but I think you just, I'm sorry, you just can't have him. Like, the surgery that you have to do to get Kuhn is so insane.
Yeah? Can't have him? I could easily get him with a few clicks. Stones out, man. Son out, Antonio out, Kuhn in, friends
in. Just go
in.
Kane to Kuhn, easy.
I don't know. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing, dude.
I'm
thinking about
Robbo. Like.
I'm thinking about Jota. I'm thinking about Kuhn. I'm thinking about Jesus, honestly. I'm thinking about Mahrez. I'm thinking about
You're thinking about City and Liverpool, how it always should be.
Yeah. I'm kind of getting a little bit out on Stony Godimes.
Yeah. Well, you told me about that.
Yeah.
Which does upset me a little bit, but I understand. Yeah. He really has been, like, every other game for a while now.
Dude, for, like, a while.
Yeah, since game week 24, double.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Last 12 games, he's started 6 of them. Or 7. 7 starts, 5 bench, last 12.
Yeah.
Not good.
And before and we should expect, start every game.
Yeah, because they needed to win the games. And that, I mean, we should expect more of the same for the next... For the next 6, you know, that's tough.
Yeah,
you know, And you say he's 6+ points. I mean, that's tongue in cheek. He's a center back, and he scored 0 goals in his fucking actual entire career in the Premier League, and he has 4. So let's relax on that a little bit.
He's reborn. What can I say? He's the Lingard of City, basically. Fucking shitty ass English player who's all of a sudden really good. Right, I don't know.
So it's a mess over here. So my life will be good. Midweek will be good.
Yeah. Yeah. Champions League is going to be fucking amazing.
Yeah.
Very excited. Do you have a team fantasy? Champions League fantasy? Like, are you set to go?
Jeff was saying that
like 10 of his players are eliminated. So I wild carded. Totally
I think I had 4 players left. So I already, I click wild card and I put in new players, but I have to look at it. I did it like, I have to look at it again.
Okay. Yeah. You have a little bit of time. And then captain this week.
It's got to be a City player. You know, I mean, we got to see who plays midweek, but I honestly think
I'm going to get whoever like doesn't start in Champions League and captain them.
Yeah. I mean, I'm looking
Kev,
at like Kev,
Gundo, or Kuhn, Mahrez, Jesus, Raz. I'm going to get one of those at least. Yeah.
Like I want Foden, I don't know. Yeah, I don't feel like there's a remote chance that Kuhn starts midweek, and I don't like a Leeds game for him because
don't like that.
But I want to just like Kuhn cap Kev Vice and just like hopefully it works.
Let me remind you what he said. He said, next game, we're going to play fresh legs. And against Leeds, more than ever, fresh legs. Yeah. Kuhn's legs haven't been fresh for like 4 years.
Yeah. Pep says a lot of shit, though. So.
He does say a lot of shit. Yeah,
I don't know. But I mean, it feels pretty insane to not captain a City attacker this week. Home Leeds is just actual dreamland.
Yeah, I don't know Leeds' record off the top of my head against the, you know, top 6 or whatever, but I guarantee you it's an abomination.
They conceive goals.
Yeah.
I can't guarantee you they conceive goals.
Who other than a City attacker?
Well, they nil-nil Chelsea, but that was a really weird game. Arsenal 4, Leicester 3. I know they won that game. Spurs 3, they gave up 3. Man United 6, 3-1. I don't know. It's whatever.
Liverpool 4.
Yeah.
Who other than a City attacker, though? That's a hard one.
If you're not on that,
if you just have one free transfer game. And yeah, like it's people can't necessarily make the luxury move of like Kev to Raz if they have other shit to deal with.
Well, Raz, what?
I don't know. If he doesn't start in Champions League, I'm definitely captaining him.
Raz?
If he doesn't start in Champions League.
Dude, he hasn't started in the league in like 5 games.
If he doesn't start in Champions League, I'm captaining him. That's Raz? The logic I forced by Pep to go with.
Oh, no. Okay. Oh, well. We'll talk on my life. I will try and talk you out of that. That sounds insane to me. I mean, I like Trent a lot.
Yeah, Trent home Villa. No, yeah, Jack still. Yeah, they're just
Jack
so
Jack probably
bad.
Won't play until 2023 or so at this rate, based on Dino's quotes.
Yeah. Yep. I mean,
Leicester, you know, I mean, if you're a little bit perverse, I don't hate like a Vardy shout based on what West Ham are up to today. It's, like, it's a little punty.
Yeah, Arsenal's very punty, but Sheffield you don't know are who's fucking play. Bad. There's honestly
Ings.
Like
Ings.
I was going to say like Wood. Burnley have been fucking free flowing attacking.
Wood's on fire.
On actual fire in their home Newcastle.
Oh my god, is it Wood time?
Yeah.
Game week 1, pre-cog time?
Wood? Redders.
Redders, Wood, DCL.
Redders as West Brom.
Greenwood. Is it time to go Foden?
Greenwood.
Saka.
That's over the,
is it time
over
to go
line.
Full pre-cog?
That would be funny. I wonder, that team's probably doing better than us.
No question. Wouldn't take much.
Yeah.
Wood's got 3-3.
It's a really tough cap if you don't go City, which is also a punt and tough cap because it's City, so it's just a tough week all in all. Yeah,
Mo, I don't like the Mo cap here at all.
No, I don't like that.
Yeah, I mean, you obviously Spurs Man United is a total throwout. You can't consider that. Yeah, I mean, I think you're just punting and having fun if you're not going on a City guy.
I think so.
Basically,
too. I think so.
You
too.
Just go with your gut there.
So basically, no matter what, it's a punt because Kev's going to play in Champions League.
Yeah, is he going to play three in a week? He's done it before.
But probably not, though.
How could he not play Kev against Leeds when he needs control, though? He just doesn't care?
Because he'd rather protect his best player and try and go for a quadruple.
So you think it'd go like a Bilv in midfield with like...
Yeah, Bilv, Gundo, Rodri or something.
No Kev, yeah, that's possible.
Foden, done it a couple times. I don't know. Let me slap ass is just the one new sign up this week. Jonah Baldwin Jarek. Good job, I slap that ass, get in there. And that's it. Any last words?
Can't wait for Euros, man.
Dude, soon. We've been tightening it up. Under an hour every pod.
And we figured out a new thing today that
We have to like say the thing we're talking about, not assume that they're a fucking freak on their computer, like looking up everything we're talking about while we're talking.
Yeah,
I mean, that's a good thing. Good.
That's a good thing to know. It only took us 400 episodes.
Yeah,
we're getting better. We're improving.
Always improving. What more can you ask for? Check us out at fmlfield.com. Follow us on Twitter at fmlfield. Support us at patreon.com/fmlfield. Subscribe, rate, review, cheers.